Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
It is Elimination Chamber Sunday, and we're going to have some picks in the Trebu Bunker today. To my right, the returning Jared Moe, baby!
What's going on, guys? It's been a couple months, and I'm back.
It's great. Undisputed Air is breaking up. I love it a lot.
It's okay.
We've been meaning to talk to you about it for a long time.
Yep. It was bound to happen.
Yeah. Speaking of Undisputed Era, wearing one of their bad t-shirts, Chad Showtime Schultz, how you doing?
Are you implying I have a bad t-shirt game at all? My t-shirt game is amazing.
I'm implying that Undisputed Era is terrible.
Terrible. Unfortunately, they're no more. I'm really excited to see Kyle O'Reilly's solo run, though.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with that. Also in the house, the returning Lil Tia.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's Sunday, Elimination Chamber. We got, like, cage matches and stuff.
I'm ready.
And we got other matches. And keeping score of them right now, let's hear it for our pets of the podcast, the Nate Yard Dog! NYD! 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 How you doing, boy?
Woofity woof woof.
Yeah. So we got some matches on here. What do we got lined up here today?
We've got ourselves a Fatal 4-Way. Not one, but two Elimination Chamber matches. A women's tag team match. A 3-Way for the U.S. Championship. And not to mention a shot at the Universal title.
That's a lot of matches.
Mm-hmm. Six of them.
Wow. Any of those pre-show matches?
Yes.
Ooh.
That first one is a Fatal 4-Way match for a shot in the United States Championship match later in the night between John Morrison, Mustafa Ali, Ricochet, and Elias.
Really? Okay.
And that is because Keith Lee.
Yeah, Keith Lee's out of that U.S. match. Okay.
Do we know why Keith Lee's out?
Undisclosed injury was what I had read.
Okay.
Probably COVID.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not convinced they're not just keeping him out to separate him and Lashley. I think we're going to get Lashley, Keith Lee. They may have backtracked on wanting him in the triple threat. There may not be any injury at all.
Okay. You think it's just a work?
I think we're being worked.
They got bigger things for Keith Lee, I think. I can see.
Okay. That. So who you picking, Mo?
Riddle. Riddle's in the match. What are the four again?
You've got Morrison, Ali, Ricochet, and Elias.
Ali. I'm going with Ali because of Retribution. I think there's going to be a run-in.
I've been liking the stuff Ali's been doing. He's been talking a lot of smack, but yeah. I don't know if they're going to finally get him there or not. We'll see tonight. Wasn't he supposed to get that big push last year at Elimination Chamber?
Yep.
And then he got injured?
Yeah.
Think they may want to do that again, or you think they just abandoning that completely? Does he have a shot at winning does he have a shot at winning the United States Championship tonight?
Hell no.
Hell no.
I mean, maybe. Lashley, they're kind of shooting him to the moon in a way at this point.
Like, he's a beast.
He's looking unstoppable.
He's a beast. All right, well, this match, who you got there, Showtime?
I'll take Ricochet.
They need to do something with him, too.
I think he could have a good match with Lashley and Riddle. I feel like he would be a suitable replacement.
It's fair. I'm taking Johnny.
Johnny Drip Drip.
Johnny.
John Morrison.
Johnny Impact.
Johnny Mundo.
Yeah. Johnny Insert Your Brand.
Mm-hmm.
Morrison.
Johnny Raw.
Yeah.
I honestly went for Elias because I think it would make sense to have another big man of sorts in the United States Championship match, but
we'll find out today.
So all four of us picked somebody different.
That's interesting. So if we all pick the same other picks, this is going to be the tiebreaker.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to be, but we'll see what happens here.
Who you got, Lil Dia?
Ali.
Okay. This is interesting because I've been checking out the Wrestle Chat too, and people keep flipping and flopping on their picks here too. Nobody knows who they like.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So once again, the winner of this match is going to face Bobby Lashley and Riddle for the United States Championship.
Okay. I'm here for this. I'm going to take Bobby Lashley because Mo convinced me in the previous segment that you can't stop Bobby Lashley.
Who you got, Mo?
I got Lashley.
You said Riddle earlier.
I know.
Lashley!
I know, but I could I could see Riddle winning if they had to take the belt off of Lashley if they've got something bigger for him planned, but we're coming up to Mania. That might be after Mania. So I'm going to go with Lashley.
Hurt Business.
Yeah.
Lashley.
I love the Hurt Business.
Who you got, Showtime?
I've got Lashley.
Lashley!
Hurt Business is over with me.
I'm on this train as well.
I was going to be on the train, but all of you picked that train.
Lashley.
So I'm going to go with Riddle.
She's going Riddle. It's yes. Gonna, okay. Is it because he kicks off the shoes really cool?
He's, I mean, that is kind of cool.
I mean, I think I could pull that off, but I don't know. I'm like, I can jump and kick, but landing back on my feet, I don't know.
I'd pay to see that.
I'd try. I'd probably. I'm gonna stretch first. I know that. Pull something.
We've got ourselves a women's tag team championship match.
Alrighty then.
Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler are defending against Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. Who we got?
I got the champions retaining.
Okay. So
has Bianca officially announced where she's going yet?
I don't think so. Not that I know. I didn't watch SmackDown this week. That's the only thing I didn't watch up to this point.
Yeah, I'll take Nia and Shayna as well.
I'm like, they could do it, but I don't think they're going to do it.
Yep.
I honestly like the idea of a push. I'm going to go with Bianca and...
You're going double champion?
Yep.
Okay. You're wrong, but okay. Why are you looking at me like that, little Dia?
That makes me wrong, because that was...
Oh, you're both wrong. Okay, it's both of y'all. Okay. We'll see about that. You're coming for the title right here tonight. I'm watching you. Got my eyes on you.
I can see Bianca and Sasha winning it. I don't think it's impossible.
I don't think it's impossible, but it's just not. I'm gonna say it's impossible.
I can see it's impossible. I can see
them. I'm not gonna say that. Yes, I am. I'm gonna say that. It's impossible.
I can see them doing their tag team partners going into Mania.
Don't they always do that with, like, the women's tag titles?
They kind of do, which is like, why it's distinctly possible that it could happen again.
I hate it.
Quick question. Are we doing... how many points are we doing for the WWE title elimination chamber match?
Two.
Even though it's a chamber match?
Two. Yep. Two for title matches.
Two for that one and then one for the other one?
Two for title matches, one for what other one?
The other elimination chamber?
Is there no title on the line?
No, yeah, it's for the shot.
Yeah, no, none for that, and then two for the Roman match. That is also tonight, correct?
Yeah, it's one for the chamber, and two for the Roman.
Yeah,
okay. I just wasn't sure if there's multiple participants, if we were giving them multiple points.
We can figure that out off the air, too.
Gotcha. Okay, for our first Elimination Chamber match of the night.
Oh boy.
For the WWE Championship. Drew McIntyre will defend his title against AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Sheamus, and Kofi Kingston.
Drew's got it.
You got Drew.
Why did Miz get taken out of the match?
He took himself out. Edge was trying to punk him out on the SmackDown before that Raw, and then Miz was all like, "I'm in control. I'm taking myself out." Because he's going to call his shot. So he very well could cash in tonight.
I can see that.
He told both whoever wins this Elimination Chamber and Roman Reigns and whoever goes in to fight him to be on high alert. Because Miz has all the control. So he's going to show up, probably at least hit his music after each. He may not cash in, but he's going to tease the fuck out of this thing.
Yep, I believe
and that. I wouldn't be surprised if him and Edge have an interaction here tonight because they have been doing great work together, and they're just going to keep giving us more of that.
I got two of the best talkers. Edge has become one of the best talkers, so...
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yep.
Edge called Miz content with being awesome. He goes, "I haven't been awesome in 20 years. It was very, very good promo.
Edge has done nothing but fire mic work since he's been.
I was like, "Holy, they don't make him like that no more, man."
That's what being off for 9 years and acting has done.
It's very good stuff.
Transformed. I love Edge. Always loved him. But...
I always felt like he was a good talker anyway.
Yeah, I did too. Good, intense.
Well, he didn't talk for like the first 5 years of his career anyways. Well, who are the combatants again? Hit him on me again.
Drew McIntyre. Uh-huh. AJ Styles. Uh-huh. Jeff Hardy.
Uh-huh.
Randy Orton.
Uh-huh.
Sheamus.
Uh-huh.
Kofi Kingston.
I'm taking Drew. I begrudgingly am going to take Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have less of a shot to win it than Jeff Hardy?
No. I would put Kofi over him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think Jeff Hardy is the least likely to win this Elimination Chamber.
Do we see...
AJ's got a legit shot. I'd say AJ.
I'm not sure Sheamus has that much of a shot.
Do we see
Sheamus has been?
He's feuding with Drew right now.
And Sheamus is coming out last because he won a gauntlet match on Raw.
Okay.
So Randy Orton's in the match. Do we see the Fiend or something?
Well, because Alexa tried to punk him out on Raw last.
I saw that
because she took over all the screens. Yeah, it was pretty gnarly.
I don't think Randy is going to win. I think we will see some Fiend.
Yeah,
tonight.
That's why I don't think Randy's going over. No. I think more of that's going to happen. And the Fiend and Orton are probably going to fight at Mania, is what I'm seeing. Right. Or might fight Alexa, which would be also cool because that was pretty fucking entertaining last time.
Yeah.
Fireballing on it. Awesome. Fire.
Who you got, Showtime?
I am torn between Drew and AJ.
He's got Jeff Hardy.
I think AJ's got a real shot at it, but I'm going to go Drew. I think I really don't...
Begrudgingly take Drew. No, I'd say the smart money's on Drew.
Jeff Hardy and he wins, they can get every other match wrong.
That,
they
win. Yeah, that should be the parlay bet of the day. Who do you got, Lil Dia?
This makes me so upset because every pick I have, you all have the same ones.
That's and why I'm like, it's called smart money pick for a reason.
Yep.
Alright, I'm going Drew too.
Drew McIntyre. So we're just going to all be watching this match for sport. Yep. That's all it is. We're like, come on, Miz, cash in. Do something entertaining happen. Kofi Mania. I'm going to be rooting for Jeff Hardy is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Come on, Jeff. You're my
Jeff
pick.
Hardy's jumping off of something. Has to.
He's
right?
Just,
he has
he's
to.
Just, he's probably going to be in there first and then just get taken out by like an RKO. That's just because that's just what Bruce Pritchard
he'll
does.
He'll be hanging from the top of the cell and then... Randy Orton will catch him on the way down.
I could see that. Definitely could see that.
And we've got ourselves a second Elimination Chamber match.
Oh, yeah?
For a spot in the WWE Universal Championship match later this evening.
I love it.
We've got Jey Uso.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Owens.
Uh-huh.
King Corbin.
Oh, my God.
Sami Zayn.
Uh-huh.
Cesaro.
Uh-huh.
And Daniel Bryan.
I'm like, this is probably the hardest one to pick here. This is a lot of heavy hitters in here. Is Kevin Owens in there?
Yes.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay.
I'm taking Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
For the 90th pay-per-view in a row since the beginning of this show, Chad takes Daniel Bryan again. Anybody?
I'm going with Daniel Bryan.
Didn't see that one coming.
Not at all. Not at all.
Out of left fucking field.
Give me Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens is probably a smarter pick than Bryan. I think Bryan's sentimental pick is also likely. I think Owens has a better, and probably has a better.
My inner trebuchet wants Corbin so bad, like, or Jey Uso so bad.
How did that next WWE champion prediction you made a couple years ago work out?
He's going to be your next WWE champion as soon as fans are back. That's what really stopped it. I stand by it.
He is so much worse without fans.
It's just not, you don't get the same heat.
Oh. The pre-show match is done. Morrison won.
Johnny, give it to me. Johnny Morrison. Who's winning right now?
There are no points.
Trebuchet.
There are no points scored. Only a tie.
Trebuchet.
No points are scored.
If you look up in the lead, trebuchet. Boom, right there. Love it. All right. Stop the count right now. Just give me the bell.
Yep. For the record, talking in the corner, Lil Dia and myself are also going with Kevin Owens.
Oh, nice. Nice. See, that's where the smart money is.
Well, it was Kevin Owens or Daniel Bryan. I thought about maybe Jey Uso, but...
Jey Uso would be the best storytelling, in my opinion, but I don't think he's going after Roman yet.
Exactly. That was my thought, too. I'm like, oh, that'd be a fun story, but I'm like, Are they ready for that?
I don't want to see Owens reigns again.
I don't care. It ain't about what I want to see. It's never about what I want to see. It's what's going to happen. I don't want to see that either.
Truth got that one too.
Did he? Okay. That's cool. The Truth will run wild. It's fine.
For the record, how are we doing the Universal Championship match?
2 points.
Well, no. So we got Roman, and we got the winner of the Chamber match. Do we have to say who we think the winner of the Chamber match is?
Or can
we
just
say Roman or the other guy?
It's Roman.
You have to say who you think is going to win the match.
But we don't know who that's going to be. Yeah. So
if you pick Daniel Bryan and then it's fucking Jey Uso, you get Jey Uso. You get the default.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. The default. So we get Roman versus the other guy.
We all know that people can change it until the bell rings. So we will be monitoring that because we're going to watch the pay-per-view live.
I will be taking Roman Reigns. Does anybody here not have Roman?
I'll take the other guy.
Nate Dogg's taking
the other guy.
How'd he get in here?
I love the other guy.
Nate Dogg taking Garfunkel.
I've always enjoyed me some Art Garfunkel.
Nobody asked.
Nate Dogg taking Hall.
They keep twisting their mustaches at me.
I think you missed one.
So, is that all of the matches, Nate Dogg?
No, there's one more. Oh, they just added one.
No, that was there before.
It wasn't on mine.
It was on mine.
It's
the singles match.
Well, let's
Women's championship.
Okay.
Asuka versus TBA.
To be announced,
see, it's on mine now.
TBA is going over. Hell big fan of TBA.
Awesome. I thought it was originally, hold on.
Probably going to be
Carmella. See, it was originally Lacey.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
That would be a triple threat match. No.
Ah, rim shot. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm going to take Asuka.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, if we don't know who the opponent is,
unless it's Becky, I'm probably gonna go with Asuka.
We can't really call that.
Not too far enough postpartum yet.
I mean, Seth's back.
Seth's physical necessary interactions for the whole thing ended quite a while ago.
But I thought Becky was the man. I thought Seth had that baby.
But I think that takes us.
So we've got an Asuka.
We don't know. We can't do this one because we don't have the we don't even know who the opponent's.
You can make your pick now and then change it before the match starts.
Maybe you can an extra point.
Just humor the dog.
Or Tabay wins.
Humor the dog.
I'm taking Asuka.
He begrudgingly takes Asuka. All right. Everybody's got Asuka.
I took TBA.
He's taking the other guy.
TBA. With her tag team partner, the ODB.
Bam! That'd be awesome. So before we get into final thoughts, I wanted to ask the podcast in a whole, do we have a favorite Elimination Chamber moment?
Kofi Mania.
Oh, Kofi.
Kofi Mania?
He didn't even win. I watched that match the other day.
Yeah, I thought he won it until I rewatched it. I was like, oh fuck, he didn't even win it.
That was wonderful storytelling that WWE just doesn't do anymore, and I miss it.
Yep.
Michael's winning that first chamber.
The first one was very good.
That's a good one too.
Kofi Mania, that was good.
Triple H.
What was it? So, do you remember Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan? The winner went on to fight Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania the year Roman and Brock fought. Was that an Elimination Chamber? Or was that at the one of the goofy half pay per views after Elimination Chamber? It might have been Fastlane.
No Way Out.
I might have a favorite Fastlane memory because I remember.
Well, share it now, Chad.
I remember Bryan he lost to Roman, and Bryan gets right in Roman's face after the match. He goes, "You better kick his ass." And I remember the fire you said that I remember always stuck out with me. It felt very good.
Oh yeah.
But I couldn't remember which road to WrestleMania pay per view we were on.
Fair.
My arm back.
All right. Final thoughts, Nate Yard Dog.
Woofity woof woof bark meow.
Meow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Final thoughts, Aladia?
The fuck was that?
I don't know. We taught our dog to smoke and talk. We're not responsible for what he says, though. Sometimes he thinks he's a pussy. I don't know.
Hey, y'all.
All right. Final thoughts, Showtime.
My name is Chad Showtime Schultz. I definitely need to know better. I want a cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so good.
I want a cookie.
Final thoughts, Mo?
Got a good show tonight.
Woo.
It's going to be interesting. It's a toss-up. Anybody could win this one. So just looking forward to a good night.
All right. Well, my final thought is I look forward to taking the belt from Triple B. Or who has it? Forrest right now? Forrest is our champion right now because the belt's in the house right now because we didn't ship it to him because the post office is behind. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
So I've just been keeping it in my fridge and nice and cold for the next champion. So I look forward to taking it out and having a nice Steve Weiser with it. Oh, hell yeah. I am Trebu Austin. What? Trebu Austin out.